Greetings, I'm Noel Dear. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 7, verses 40 through 43. Now we continue with Jesus' temple discourse, his 2 or 3 days of encounters and teaching at the temple during and after the Festival of Tents. Now, the big controversy, of course, is whether Jesus is truly sent by God. And the contention really here in this argument in today's devotion will center on his hometown. Now, we're going to encounter 4 different individuals or groups of individuals in this passage. One author I read divided these into some helpful categories. We're going to see some convinced people in the first verse and a half or so. Then we're going to see some contrary people in the next few verses. Then some confused people. And finally, a contemplative person. And I'll point those out as we go through. John 7, verse 40. When some from the crowd heard these words, they said, "This truly is the prophet." Others, verse 41, said, "This is the Messiah." But some said, "Surely the Messiah doesn't come from Galilee, does he?" Now, we see the convinced people in the first verse and a half, but then we also see the contrary people. So some are convinced that he's the Messiah, some are not. Now, notice the contrary people, their point of contention is Jesus' hometown. They said that Jesus was from Galilee and no prophet and the Messiah for certain cannot come from Galilee. Now, what is their thinking? Well, they believe the Messiah would come through the royal line of David, and they were correct. And the city of David was Bethlehem, so the Messiah would likely be born in Bethlehem. That's a logical argument. And in fact, Jesus was born in Bethlehem. But the people didn't dig deeply enough to know that. So Jesus was born in Bethlehem because Joseph and Mary traveled there for the census. But then, because of threats of violence, Jesus' earthly parents took him away from Bethlehem and took him to Egypt. Then, later on, they brought him to Nazareth of Galilee. That was the hometown of Joseph and Mary, and so that's where they went, and that's where Jesus grew up. So since Jesus grew up there, he was often identified as a Galilean and as a Nazarene, Nazareth of Galilee, not as a Judean or a Bethlehemite. So that's where the confusion comes. Verse 42, doesn't the scripture say that the Messiah comes from David's offspring and from the town of Bethlehem where David lived? Now, the scripture they're talking about here is Micah 5:2, which says, "Bethlehem Ephrathah, you are small among the clans of Judah. One will come from you to be ruler over Israel for me. His origin is from antiquity, from ancient times." And so that was the prophecy that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And they're referring to that. Verse 43. So the crowd was divided because of him. Now, we don't have any record of Jesus correcting their understanding of his personal geography. They thought, because they just didn't know about his birth in Bethlehem, they thought he was from Nazareth, and they didn't believe the Messiah could come from Nazareth. Jesus never corrected them. Why is that? Well, I'm speculating here, but I'll give you a few possible reasons. Often, when someone really wants to believe something, the facts become insignificant. And we'll see a little later in today's devotion that that's where these people were. A few added facts was not going to change their opinion. They had already made up their minds. Secondly, Jesus wants people to believe him, believe he is who he says he is, because of his words and his deeds. Now, we're going to see that a little later as well. Jesus wasn't the Messiah because he was born in Bethlehem. Many people were born in Bethlehem. Jesus showed who he was through what he said and what he did. And then the third reason, and again, I'm speculating, the third reason Jesus didn't correct their geographical error is Jesus didn't want to reinforce the popular belief that he would come as a military and a political leader. Jesus was born in Bethlehem Yes, he was born in the line of David, yes. But much more important, Jesus was sent by the Father. And that is the truth that Jesus consistently emphasizes. And I think perhaps that's why he didn't correct them. Verse 44, some of them wanted to seize him, but no one laid hands on him. This is the third time since Jesus arrived in Jerusalem for the festival that they unsuccessfully tried to seize him. It was just not the time for that. Jesus was and is Lord of time. Verse 45, then the servants came to the chief priest and the Pharisees who asked them, why didn't you bring him? And the servants answered, no man ever spoke like this. So Jesus spoke with an authority that really impacted those who heard him. These were religiously trained Levites who had been sent to arrest him. They were on a command mission, yet when they heard the words of Christ, they were confused. They seemed so authoritative. Verse 47, then the Pharisees responded to them, are you fooled too? Have any of the rulers or Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd, which doesn't know the law, is accursed. Now, how arrogant of these Jewish leaders. The standard of what is right and wrong, the standard of what is true and false, is not what the smart people believe or what the in-charge people believe. Yet, that was the argument of the Jewish leaders when they rebuked the men who had been sent to arrest Jesus. Verse 50. Nicodemus, do you remember that name from all the way back in John chapter 3? Nicodemus, the one who came to him previously and was one of them, one of the Jewish leaders, said to them. Now, Nicodemus, he is the contemplative man. So this goes all the way back to John chapter 3, the same Nicodemus. This is the Nicodemus to whom Jesus said, you must be born again. Now, at this point, perhaps he's not yet a believer. It's hard to be certain, but he's close, and he will soon be a believer if he is not already. And so he speaks up. He's a religious leader. He's amongst the Jewish leaders. So he speaks up. Verse 51, our law doesn't judge a man before it hears from him and knows what he is doing, does it? And so Nicodemus attempts to defend Jesus. Nicodemus said they should listen to him and see what he does. These are the things Jesus wanted people to evaluate, what he said and what he did. And Nicodemus encourages the Jewish leaders to listen to what he says and look at what he does. Verse 52, you aren't from Galilee too, are you? They replied, investigate and you will see that no prophet arises from Galilee. Clearly, the Jewish leaders had made up their minds. And then verse 53, then each one went to his own house. The situation between Jesus and the leaders is becoming a pressure cooker. And this will lead to a very interesting confrontation that we will see in our next daily devotion. Let me give you quickly a prompt for praise. Take a moment or two today and in a prayer, praise the Lord for his faithfulness. God always keeps his promise. God always is faithful. I think of 2 Timothy 2:3. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And then I think of Lamentations 3, verses 23 and 24. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will put my trust in him. The reason we can trust the Lord is because he is faithful. Say a prayer and praise him for his faithfulness. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons on your favorite podcasting app. Just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.